It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is quarter number two, Keystone Kickoff Show, which means we're welcoming in our buddy Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape. And we continue our review of the 2020 recruiting class. Mr. Ross, how are you doing?
Jim, good to talk with you. I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. I hope you and all the listeners are as well. Obviously, miss seeing you and Bob, and especially Andy in person. missing all you guys, and I hope all the great Penn State fans all over the country, all over the world, really, are getting some enjoyment out of these shows while they're social distancing as much as they can, you know, depending on what their jobs are or whatever. I just realized this is our second to last breakdown of the recruits. It feels like it's gone fast now, especially considering how many they had, but this was a really, really good group, really fun group to watch. I didn't know that going into it, Jim. So that's what's so cool about this for me is like every week when I pop on the videos of these kids, it's like mini birthday, mini Christmas, opening the presents and seeing what we got.
Well, with the lack of live sports, it's kind of nice to have something to watch. And for those of you who do not have the app and want to hear all of Ross's reviews of this class, download the app. It's simply Keystone Sports from your app store. There's a button there. You hit Ross's face with your thumb there, and you could get all of his reviews, or you could go to our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. All right, let's get going with our recruits this week. And this one, I tell you what, Ross, based on the notes that you sent me, this looks like our very best group. And let's start with Tyler Elsden. He was a three-star inside linebacker recruit out of North Schuylkill, 6'2", 220. What'd you think of Tyler Elsden?
Really, really liked him. And, you know, my understanding was he wasn't like the most heavily recruited kid out there. I think I remember Penn State offered him last June after he went to their camp and impressed them at their camp. So they already liked him as a player, but wanted to see what he could do at their camp. And after they saw him move around and do some different things, they felt comfortable extending an offer. And he committed pretty quickly after that. That happens sometimes with in-state kids like him. I mean, A, it was his best offer, and B, he's a Central Pennsylvania kid from the coal region. I really like him. I think I remember we might have broken him down last year right after he committed, but then I watched his senior video. He is a nice frame. He's got good growth potential. So he looks like, you know, you said 6'2". That's a nice frame to start with at the linebacker position. Pretty good size, but I think could put on more. What I think impressed me the most about Tyler is that he really is good at everything. You know, he's a tremendous blitzer. So he times up his blitzes extremely well. And he's got a really impressive closing burst. So I don't know what his 40 time is, and it's probably not what some of the other kids are around the country or some of the other top prospects. But I've never cared as much about that as I have about, tell me what their first 10 yards are, or tell me what their last 10 yards are when they see who has the ball. And what I've noticed is, when he gets go, like his closing burst to the running back, the receiver, the quarterback, he gets people. I mean, he chases them down. So love him as a blitzer. Love his impressive closing burst. He has been taught and coached very well. You know, I can remember even when I went to Penn State football camp, Jim, before my freshman year of high school, how they taught you to always keep your shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. You could shuffle, you could sort of karaoke, but they wanted you to keep karaoke. they wanted you to keep your shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. He does that so well. So when he's taking on blocks, when he's shuffling to his gap responsibility, and he is a knockback punishing tackler. I mean, that jumped out throughout his video. I would say that he's not an elite athlete. In other words, some of the guys that Penn State has been getting at linebacker, right? Guys like Micah Parsons. I remember when we would talk about Manny Bowen. These are guys that were like, you know, could be high school wide receivers, you know, like Manny Bowen, or the next guy we'll talk about, Curtis Jacobs. So he's not that type of an athlete that he could be a high school receiver, but he's a high school running back, high school tight end. And I thought he showed better agility, better athleticism than maybe you would think in those roles, and did a nice job in coverage. You know, really does a nice job of reading the quarterback's eyes, getting underneath routes, picking off passes. I wrote down, he is a classic Penn State middle linebacker. You know, he reminds me of like a Glenn Carson, a Josh Hall, a Jan Johnson. I don't really envision him playing on the outside. I don't really envision him maybe even being out there on obvious passing downs. But I think he is a rock solid middle linebacker that starts for a couple years, heart and soul of the defense, calls the defense, and is a stone breaker in terms of the run game. Really like him. I gave him a 7.9.
That's a very impressive rating. And yes, I do remember, Ross, when you looked at the tape last year, that you were impressed with him. And I remember your reaction was, hey, I was kind of surprised at how athletic, how, you know, he was, more so than you might have guessed. So that's great to hear. And he does sound like that traditional Penn State middle linebacker, which leads us to our next candidate, Curtis Jacobs. He was a 4-star recruit out of Maryland, very highly rated, number 3 outside linebacker in the country, 6'2", 220. Ross, what do you have on Curtis?
So he is a rare athlete. I mean, rare athlete for his size. So compare and contrast to what we were saying about Elsdon. You know, I remember watching Jacobs tape when he was a junior. I remember hearing about him as a sophomore. You're talking about a guy that's capable of, like, he's the punt returner for his awesome high school team, and he's like taking punt returns to the house. Now that is the type of rare athlete that Penn State's trying to get at the linebacker position. A guy that not only does that with the returning of punts, but makes contested catches downfield. I mean, he looks to me like he could be a wide receiver recruit for Penn State. You know, he compares favorably, I would say, to some of the bigger receivers that they've gotten in recent years at that position. So that's when you know you really have something special. When it's a guy that you say, yeah, he could play receiver for Penn State, but instead he's going to play linebacker. I mean, that's what these elite teams, the Alabamas, the Clemsons, Ohio State, those are the guys they're trying to get, because those are like the difference-making guys. I think he lacks elite long speed. Like, I'm not sure he's a burner, like a 4.5 guy. But I think he makes up for it with his agility and his body control, which really jumped out to me. Plus, he's got a real motor, and he's physical in everything he does. Sometimes you get these guys that play linebacker, but they're also wide receivers. And there may be not, you know, a guy whose motor runs hot the whole time, or maybe they're not that physical. His motor runs hot, and he is physical as a blocker, when he's got the ball in his hands, when he's tackling, when he's taking on blocks. It's interesting because they had him this year as an outside linebacker. So you saw him a lot as a rusher as a blitzer, you didn't exactly get a chance to see him in coverage that much, a couple times, but you know he can do it because he's a wide receiver. But I thought it was kind of cool to see the versatility. You know, he has good ball skills and can do coverage because he's a wide receiver, but to also see him rushing off the edge and blitzing, really like the versatility he gives you there. He's in that Lance Dixon, Brandon Smith, Micah Parsons mold, another freak show for Penn State at linebacker.
And would you have as his rating?
8.4, which I think, is that the highest I've given out yet?
I believe that is the highest.
Yeah, he's a rare kid.
I'll tell you what, I find it fascinating, Ross, how you talk. The fact that he played wide receiver, at some points that's a compliment, and then at some points, well, I'm not sure. If he has too much wide receiver in him, he might not be tough enough. So it's fascinating to me how you do talk about wide receivers. All right, next up is Amin Vanover. He's a defensive end out of Montvale, New Jersey, St. Joseph's Regional School, 6'4", 260, three-star. What's your take on him? I think you like him.
Yeah, I really did. I think he's got the ideal size, frame, and burst for the position with excellent physicality and hand usage. I mean, that's really a good sign when you're starting there, right? I mean, he looks like, you know, not many guys look like this, Jim, but he looks like he could already play for Penn State physically, and you wouldn't notice a difference between him and the other guys because he's already got that size frame. You mentioned 260 pounds. What I really liked is that he's very physical and really good with his hands. You know, does a nice job as a pass rusher using his hands to throw moves, to get offensive linemen's hands off of him. Takes on blockers in the run game. He closes. He finishes. My questions for him were, I don't think he's got the elite edge speed that you would like from a defensive end. So I don't know if they actually have him lose some weight, Jim, and try to be 250 and see if he can play at that weight and have a little more agility off the edge, or if he's a guy that ends up a defensive tackle as well, because if he's already 260 and he looks like it, he could end up being a heck of a D tackle prospect as well, kind of like the Dematha kid we talked about last week. Good looking prospect. I gave him an 8.2. I really liked him. He reminded me actually of the Dematha DN from last week.
Well, 8.2, that is a nice high ranking. That is going to have to be it for quarter number two. Stick around, quarter number three, you take over with Ask Ross.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.